Smith Show. Check out our website, thericksmithshow.com. So today there was a press conference in Washington, D.C. to highlight the fact that there's another attack on Amtrak. This time, I guess they're doing away with full-service dining car service on long-distance train lines. I guess we're going to get boxes. It's going to kind of be like the airlines. You could buy the crummy stuff in the boxes that nobody ever buys. But again, another attack on not just the service of the train, but also the workers. And here to share some thoughts on today's press conference and what this means for Amtrak travelers, I've asked John Feltz to come talk with us. He's the Transport Workers Union Rail Division Director, and also Amy Griffith. She's TWU Local 1460's president. Thanks so much for taking time for me, John and Amy.
Thanks for having us. I appreciate it, Rick.
So, John, walk me through what happened today.
Well, we all met at Union Station, and we leafleted the passengers in the station, and then our group that was consisted of the TWU and Unite Here and TCU AAM, we all belong to a coalition called the Amtrak Workers Amtrak Service Workers Coalition. And we went to the headquarters at One Mass, where it was Amtrak had their board meeting today. And we leafleted many of the employees even going in. And Mr. Anderson happened to be walking past going to work, and we got a hold of him, and we had a nice little chat. But unfortunately, he didn't see things our way, and I had suggested that if he wanted to solve the problems that we had, would be willing to talk to him and his board right then and there. And he refused.
Right. So what is this going to mean? What's this going to mean for the workers who are being fired from this? Because, you know, as you know, I've known people who have taken some of these long distance trains, and you know, this is one of those features that people seem to like. You know, what's going to happen to those folks?
What has happened? We had seven chefs that were furloughed or laid off, and some of them did not have jobs to go back to. Others actually have a choice of either giving up their job or uprooting their families. They have what they call system-wide or nationwide seniority. We had one chef, as a matter of fact, started in New York City, Penn Station. He wound up down in Washington, D.C., and now he had to move out to New Orleans. And as a matter of fact, he really didn't move. He's still stationed at his home. Leaves his family, he's entitled to 2 days off and has to use one of those days to travel cross-country to New Orleans just to work. And it's upset all of our workers' families. Those who could hold jobs can't hold chef's jobs. They have to hold much lower-paying jobs through the use of their seniority.
No, that's crazy. Let me get Amy's thoughts on this. Amy Griffith, I appreciate you taking time for us. Thanks.
Thank you for having me.
So, you know, when you see this, you know, how are the members taking this? When you look at this, I mean, Amtrak has been under attack by Republicans for a very long time. This is just another one of those things. You know, what are the members thinking?
The members are devastated by this. As like you just said, you know, we've heard over years and years, we've always been in a battle with Amtrak. But this time it's really coming to the cuts. They're devastated. They're worried about their jobs. The morale has gone down because of all these cuts. There's not stability as there always has been. And like I've told them today, these are not just jobs. These are careers. Railroaders have anywhere from 1 year up to 40 years plus on the railroad. They've made careers out of it. These aren't just jobs. And they're just devastated. They're worried. It's a very unstable environment right now. And also, getting boxed lunches on a long-haul train, it's devastating to also the passengers. They're paying like $1,000 to get a cold meal or a microwave hot meal. Passengers deserve better quality of service. They had the best quality service when we have the full-service dining car there. It's an experience. That is being taken away right now.
Yeah, I mean, does the board get this, that, you know, what they're doing is they're actually killing some of the mystique of the travel, of the mode of transportation?
I don't know if they don't get it or or if they if they don't care. I mean, it feels like they look at us and the passengers at this point like we're just numbers on a piece of paper.
Right.
That there's not actual service and we're not actual human beings out there.
Yeah, you're just in the way. You're in the way. You're in between them and their profit.
Yeah.
John, you wanted to chime in?
Yeah, Rick, I'm glad you mentioned the Republicans. What Mr. Anderson and the board seems to forget that it's been our members through all these years that Amtrak has been in existence have constantly been on the Hill lobbying for funds to keep Amtrak working. You know, their board hearing, their board meetings are close to the public, and they don't have shareholders to answer to. We're stakeholders, and the stake we have in this are our members' lives and their families' lives. And they forget this, or they don't even want to know it. And I'll tell you what their ultimate goal is to do away with the long-distance trains altogether. And this isn't going to only affect our onboard service people. This is going to affect out in Beach Grove. They have one of their main shops, and this is the shop that employs 468 people of different unions and different crafts. Without these trains, they have no work. That shop will be wound up being closed down. And that's another 400 and some odd jobs that will disappear.
So let me ask both of you this, because, you know, I've been following this, and I'm a big fan of rail transport. I think during the Obama years, it would have been nice to see much more investment in a train, you know, cross-country, faster, high-speed, all of that stuff. How much of what you're seeing, you know, boils down to just simply union busting?
100%. You know, yes. Mr. Anderson, as you may or may not know, came from Delta Airlines before. They took over Northwestern Airlines. And at that time, Delta had a 14% union workforce. He took over Northwest. It jumped up to 39%. Within the next year, it was right back down to 14%. He demolished the unions that came over from Northwest Airlines. This is what his ultimate goal is. He's a union buster.
And Amy, your thoughts?
Oh, I agree with John 100%. And the goal into this long haul with the food, they started on the long hauls that are the shortest out of New York and out of Washington, just to Chicago. And eventually, if they can get this program with this box lunches to work, it's going to eventually start moving out to Chicago, out to California. And then really, if any kind of rail travel that they want is only going to be on your corridors. They don't want the long haul, to connect the country. That is the goal, to get rid of the long hauls 100%. And they're starting with the shorter long hauls to eventually implement this on the longer long haul train.
So is the goal, because I know there are a lot of, and I've talked to, Republicans who think, if it can't be done for a profit, it shouldn't exist. I've always been a believer in public transportation. It shouldn't have to make money. It's there for the common good. We want it to break even. We want it to do okay. But, this idea that it has to always turn a profit seems to be one of these dooming kind of philosophies, in that, look, it's there for the common good. It's there to move people around. And if we don't have it, if people can't access it at a reasonable price and get good service, they're going to go somewhere else. And it just seems this kind of thing is just very short-sighted to me.
You're 100% right, Rick. And what they seem to forget and don't want to get in their heads, that there is not a passenger rail in the world that runs out of profit. And I'll tell you something else they seem to forget. Unfortunately, on 9/11, the tragedy that we had, Amtrak was the only service that was running in this country. If you remember, every airplane was grounded.
Right.
Amtrak was the only one. Our onboard service workers are the first responders. They're the ones who responded to emergencies, these two tragic accidents that Amtrak had recently with their derailments. It was our onboard service people that assisted those passengers and getting them off the trains.
Yeah, it just seems to me that instead of cutting, instead of, you know, squeezing this to death, what we need is massive investment to upgrade, massive investment to make service better, to make it a better experience for passengers so that they'll choose that. And also, you know, as I said at the beginning before, I would love to see a much more investment in high speed rail. And I know Amtrak does a good job, but I'm talking, you know, bullet rates at this point.
You're 100% right. And they have to upgrade their facilities, our trackage, to be able to handle those type of trains.
So Amy, when you're out there talking today, when you were talking to passengers and you were talking to the public, what kind of a response did you get from them? I know what your members are saying, and I get what the board's saying. What do the passengers think? What are their feelings?
Oh, their feelings, they support us 100%. You know, they were thankful. They thanked me for being out there, putting a spotlight on this. They ride the trains. They're very supportive. We have a lot of regular riders out there that are very supportive of us. Also, I wanted to mention, Rick, as far as the food and beverage, we, the unions, have at times put in our cents, you know, my members, on how to help them save money. And we did on one long haul, if I'm correct, it was about 2 years ago, we saved over $1 million by one of our suggestions. That has fallen wayside. They do not want to listen to us.
See, to me, it's just, you know, this, and I know the right wing keeps throwing at me that, you know, unions are adversarial, but it always seems that the adversarial part comes from management. Wouldn't you want suggestions from the people who are closest to the problem, being the workers? Wouldn't it be better if the board called you guys in and sat down at the table and negotiated this instead of, you know, just having you guys on the menu? It just seems counterproductive on such a high level.
Oh, you're 100%, Rick. And like, so we have worked with them before and shown them how they can cut costs and not hurt the service and still give the top notch service. And the 1 year they saved over $1 million. That is falling wayside. Yeah. They are not speaking with us now. They're not asking for us to meet with and see, you know, as to work together on how to make this the railroad top notch and be able to save money. They just don't. They don't want to speak with us.
Yeah, they just seem to be imposing their will. So let me ask you this, because this is one of those good things that I say that every person, every worker in this country should be a union member, so that when these things happen, and they do happen, that there's someone who's got your back. There's someone who's going to stand next to you. What do we do? What are you doing? What can our listeners do to help? How do you stop this?
Well, Rick, what we're going to do, our next campaign, we're going to move to New York City, carrying this to New York City and to Boston and then to Chicago. Those are the main areas that these long-distance trains originate out of. And we're going to bring our fight to those cities and to Amtrak's locations in those cities. And as far as your listeners, they could help get in touch with their congressmen, get in touch with their senators. Let them know what's going on. Let them know how important Amtrak is and how important our workers are to Amtrak. We have the support of many of the rail passenger associations. As a matter of fact, Mr. Paul Dyson, he's the president of RailPAC. They cover, his association covers California and Nevada. He took a red eye last night to come and join us at our rally. We have full support of these national rail passenger associations. If anyone wanted to go to the what they call Amtrak Cardinal, that's a Facebook of Amtrak passengers that ride the long distance train to Cardinal. We have their full support on their Facebook. We're getting the support, but that's what we need. Go to our Facebook page. It's the Amtrak Service Workers Council, and you'll see even more and more support. We need all the support we can get. We appreciate it from your listeners, and we appreciate you giving us this time to let the public know what's happening and how they can help us.
Now, we'll make sure we get links out so people can participate and keep up with what's going on, because we know this isn't the end of the attacks. It's only the beginning. John, Amy, I appreciate the time. Please keep me up to date on what's going on and come back with us as things develop.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And once again, we will not go away. We are a coalition of unions that Mr. Anderson and this board have never faced before. We will continue the fight. And people like you that give us a platform will help us. Thank you so much.
Good stuff. Thanks so much, John. Thanks so much, Amy. No, I mean, the reality is this, to me, another one of those reasons that every working person in this country should have a union standing up for them and beside them. That simple. Quick break. Right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk. We're the first ones to die.